Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayera, Tavshin Samach Zayin. Last week we spoke about the first of the 10 Nisyonos, at least the first one that's listed in the Torah itself, which is the Nisyon of Lech Lecha. That's how Lech Lecha begins, Vayomer Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha. And according to some Rishonim, that is the first of the Nisyonos, the test, the challenges that Avram Avinu was presented with. But certainly that's the first one that is recorded in the Torah. In this parasha we have the last of the ten Nisyonos, the final one, which is, in a simple understanding, certainly the hardest of the tests. That's how we understand it. And this is the tenth and final test that Avram Avinu is given. As a matter of fact, as you will see, this is the last time that Hashem speaks to Avram Avinu. The first time that He speaks to him is the first test, the Lech Lecha. The last time that He speaks to him that we know of in the Torah is the test of Akedas Yitzchak. And after that, there's no more conversations between Hashem and Avram. We'll get to the Psukim. It starts in Perichov Beis, Pasuk Aleph. We'll get to the Psukim in a moment. First, we have to reconcile a few Medrashim. There's a Medrash in Shemais. Shemais Rabbah, Perek Lamed Aleph, Eis Gimel. The Medrash says the following: Ashrei Adam Shehu Oimed B'Nisyonai. Happy is a person who's able to withstand Nisyonai, his own tests. She'ein Birya She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menasa Eisa. There's no one, there's no man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not test. Ha'ashir Menaseyu Imte Yad B'Sucha La'aniyim. The rich man he tests by seeing if he will have an open hand to give to those who are less fortunate than him. Umanase ha'oni, on the other hand, he tests those who are not so fortunate. Im yochel kalbu yisurin, ve'ina koyes, if he could withstand the quote-unquote suffering that he has to go through. Ve'ina koyes, he doesn't get upset, doesn't get angry at Hashem. Doesn't mean necessarily rich and poor in money. It could be rich in abilities. It could be wealthy in intellect, and someone feels he's poor in his intellectual capacity, and he gets upset at Hashem, hey, why couldn't I be as smart as this guy? So that's all a nisayon for a person. These are all tests for a person. So the Medrash says there's no one that Hashem doesn't test. Hashem tests the wealthy, Hashem tests those who are poor. That's what the Medrash says. This is really what the Mesilas, the Ramban quotes this Medrash in Shemais. And the for those that are familiar with the Mesilas Yesharim, in this first Perek Aleph Mesilas Yesharim, this is what he writes. He says, Kol inyonei ha'olam, everything in the world, bein l'tov, bein l'mutav, whether good or not, heim nisyonos la'adam, they're all tests for a person. Ha'oni mitzad echad, v'ha'ishi mitzad echad, whether it's poverty or whether it's wealth, they're all nisyonos for a person to see if the person is too wealthy, maybe he'll become too arrogant. Maybe he'll find not enough to he'll be so busy with his wealth that he will not find time to dive in, he won't find time to learn. Or someone could be so poor that he won't find time, he's so busy making ends meet, he won't find time to dive in, he won't find time to learn. Says the Medrash here that everything is an assignment for the person. That's what the Medrash says. We have now a different Medrash, which is in our Parsha, on the Pasuk over here in Perichov Beis, Vahi Achar Advarmo Eile, Volekim Nisa Es Avraham. But Hashem tested, He challenged Avram, and He called to him, Avram Vayimah Hineini, I am ready, here I am, ready for the next challenge. So the Medrash here, Medrash Nun Hei Ois Beis. The Medrash quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Hashem tzadik yivchon, v'rosha v'oyev chama sona nafshon. Hashem tzadik yivchon means Hashem tests a righteous person. Hashem gives tests to tzadikim. V'rosha v'oyev chama sona nafshon. But he doesn't bother, he despises to give tests to rishayim. The Medrash then gives a mashal. If someone who works with flax, when his flax is weak and it's not tough enough, Eine makish lov b'yoser, he's not going to pound it more, which is the way the process for flax is that you beat it, you beat the flax, and if it's good flax, sort of healthy, strong flax, then if you beat it, it becomes even tougher. When he has good flax, he hits it even more. A few extra bangs, he hits it. Why? Because it actually becomes better. It's a better quality flax when you beat it more. However, if he sees that already it's too flimsy, the flax, then he beat it, it'll fall apart, and it won't be a good quality flax. He doesn't give challenges to those who are Rishoyim. Lama, why? Because they're so weak and they're so flimsy, if Hashem tests them, they'll fall apart. They'll fall apart, they'll fail the test dismally, and Hashem doesn't bother even giving them the test. As it says, Hashem tzaddik yivcha. Good? So the Midrash is telling us Hashem tests who? Only tzaddikim, only righteous people, and only those who are within their capability to pass the test, to pass the challenge, he tests them. The Medrash then gives another mashal. Amr Rabbi Yainasan, Hayetzer Azeh, this person who makes pottery, makes vessels, Kishu Baidek Zakiv Shan Shalai, when he has to test out his furnace, his kiln, to see if it's good enough to heat up his vessels. He doesn't test it out by banging weak vessels against it. Why? Lama. He'll take one very shvache keli, he'll take one very weak vessel, and he'll bang it against the wall of the furnace. What will happen? The whole thing will break. So he's not going to use that. How will he test out the wall of the furnace? What will he bang with? Umahu baidek bekankana berurim. With tough kalim, he has tough vessels, he has strong ones, that he could bang. Very good, very simple. If you want to test out this table, if it's strong, so you're not going to take a glass vase and bang it a few times hard against the table to see if the table is strong. But you might take a metal coffee mug, bang it a few times, and you see if the table is tough. So too says the Medrash, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't test the Rishoyim because they'll break like the glass, they'll just break, fall apart. He tests the Tzadikim, Shanem, as it says, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. Hashem tests the righteous.
What about doing tshuva?
What about the Russia doing tshuva?
Well, the Rishoyim will never be tested. They weren't always Rishoyim.
Okay.
They were born in Russia, as far as I see.
Good, true.
At some point, Hashem tests us at the age of 13 and onwards. So my question is, he's not. I doubt he's a Russia by the time he's 13. I doubt it.
He's not Esav.
Except Esav, Shmuel, and a couple of other
winners. A couple other winners, yeah.
So my question is, so he's obviously testing us every single day. So I'm confused as to Tzadikim. I don't know, who's a Tzadik, first of all? And who's a Russia? I mean, we don't even know when to become a Russia, when to become a Tzadik. So am I always being tested? I'm pretty sure that I'm not a great tzaddik, and I know I'm being tested, but I'm pretty sure I'm not a Russia either. So, and this is very ephemeral, as far as I can see, the logic
okay.
that he's giving in this message, correct?
Good.
So I'm saying, when does he stop testing Rishayim, and how do you do tshuva if you're never tested again to make yourself a better person?
Okay, good. So you're zeroing in on the problems. You know, we haven't even gotten to the problems. We're just quoting the Medrash first. The Medrash gives a third and final mashal. Amr Abelazar, this could be compared to a balabai shalei shtei paris, a farmer who had two cows. Achas kecha yofa, achas kecha ra, one that was a strong cow, and the other one was a weak cow. Al mi neisin es ha'el, who will he put the extra packages on to carry, or who will he put the yoke on to pull the plow? On which one? On the strong one. Lo yaleisin shekecha yofa, certainly the one, is who will the yoke, the hard yoke, go on the yafek. Only Hashem tests only the righteous ones who they could hold up that yoke and they could hold up the packages if they put on extra packages. Shanem, as it says, Hashem tzadik yivchon, Hashem tests the righteous. So I have two questions here. First of all, Why do you need three different mishalim? What do you have to compare it to three different ways? First of all, the pasuk itself. Hashem tests the righteous, not the wicked. Okay. Now, do we have to give a mashal? Oh, this can be compared just to a flax maker that beats the flax that's good and doesn't beat the flax that's no good. Oh, and it also can be compared to a potter that tests out his furnace, and he tests it out with the strong vessels, not the weak one. And it also can be compared to someone who only uses his strong animals, not... What do you need three different... Mashallah, question number one. Question number two, and this is a little bit what Lenny was getting at, is that the first medrash we quoted said that everyone gets tests. Ashrei Adam Shem Ben Yisrael. Happy is the person who withstands his test. She'ein Bir Yashen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaseh. There's no one that Hashem doesn't test. Everyone Hashem tests. The wealthy tests in their realm. And the weak and the poor he tests. So he tests everybody. So how could this medrash come along and say, oh, Hashem only tests the righteous? Does he test the righteous? Does he test everybody? Okay? And then to bring out your question is that, so who is the righteous person and who is the wicked person that gets tested or doesn't get tested? Well, simply, in order to answer your question, can a Rasha do tshuva? Yes, a Rasha could do tshuva. He could do tshuva on his own, and now he's ready to get tests. And as what this medrash is saying is that if a person looks at himself in the mirror one day and says, you know what, life has been so good, and I haven't been challenged, I haven't really been tested to see how strong my Ahavas Hashem is, how strong my Yiras Hashem is, you know, I better start worrying about that. Maybe I should start worrying. And with that he could start, and he said, you know what, yeah, maybe I should start going to davening in the morning, and maybe I should start learning once in a while. And then he starts doing it, all of a sudden things turn... challenging for him. Okay? But before that, he's considered a Rasha. Rasha doesn't mean he's totally wicked. But a Rasha means that Hashem says, at that point, that this person, where he's holding his life, he's not ready to take any challenges from me. And the tzaddik is ready to withstand challenges. The problem is, it sounds like everybody's challenged. Right? Everybody's challenged. No matter, Ein Bir Yashen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaseh. Okay, so I think we can understand the difference between the two medrashim as follows. And we'll explain the second medrash over here, that Hashem tests a tzaddik with a third medrash here in the parasha, and then we'll explain it in the psukim here with the test of Avraham Avinu. Certainly with the first medrash is saying that there's no one that has a test, that means that everybody is given his lot in life. Everybody is given his role in life. His mission in this world, what he has to accomplish. And Hashem says, for this person, what he has to accomplish, he has to be wealthy. Why? Because the nature of this person is that he's not such a giving person. And he would be a little miserly, and he may be a little stingy. And Hashem says, okay, that's how this person is made, maybe based on a previous Gilgal, then now he's coming down for a second time, this neshama, and Hashem says he has to overcome his stinginess and he has to be a giving person. So Hashem gives him wealth, and Hashem says, okay, this is your lot in life, and let's see if you're going to pass the test and become a giving person. You have another person who Hashem says, this person would be a very giving person. However, he has a different personality, and the makeup of this person has to be that he'll be tested with not having so much, and yet rising to the challenge, and still doing exactly what Hashem wants him to do, keeping all the mitzvahs, keeping Torah and mitzvahs. Now, only Hashem knows how this person is programmed. That, says the Chofetz Chaim, is Ezeu Oshir Hasameach Bechelkei. Hasameach Bechelkei doesn't say Hasameach Bechol Asher Yeshlei. He's happy with whatever he has. No, not with he's happy with whatever he has. I mean, alright, I only have a little, I'm happy. I have a lot, I'm happy. Hasema Bechelkei is that whatever a person has, he has to be happy with his lot. Because that is his lot that he gives him. He gives a simple mushel. He says, let's say you have a person who's a carpenter. and as a carpenter, so he has very big, rough, and tough tools. Okay? For example, he has a saw. He has a saw that he cuts his wood with. And someone one day comes in and takes his big, tough saw out, and in place, he gives him a very fine knife, a precision tool that's much more expensive than the saw, because it's much more delicate. And the knife, if it gets any nick in it, then it's ruined. And he puts it in his place. Next morning, he comes to his carpenter shop, and he sees this very fancy, expensive knife that's used for precision cutting. And what's he going to do with it? It's the worst thing in the world for him. Why? It's more expensive. It's better. Yeah, but I can't use that. I can't use that because I can't make a parnasa with that. This is what I do. I'm a carpenter. I can't use that. Okay? Or somebody, he has a trucking company. And he delivers for a living. Delivers packages for a living. Okay? So he has these big trucks. People store a lot of things in it. And he delivers from one day he comes outside and in place of his truck is a nice new sports car. Beautiful. Nice new sports car. Yeah, but you can carry an envelope to deliver to somebody. You can't take packages. So it's very nice. He has one sports car instead of his fleet of trucks, which he uses to deliver. Another says the Chofetz Chaim, the same thing with a person. If a person says, oh, what is this? I'm giving this lot in life. Oh, if I would be rich, I would... Yeah, but if you would be rich and you wouldn't be able to work with your challenge in life, with your chelek in life, your chelkai, someone has to be semech b'chelkai with his chelek. It means whatever Hashem gave me, whether he gave me a lot or whether he gave me a little, this is my chelek, this is what I have to deal with. And we're always wondering, oh yeah, but Hashem, if you make me win the lottery, so then I'll have that challenge. Hashem says, that's not your challenge. That's not what you have to accomplish in the world. So if I give you that, you're not going to be able to accomplish with your chelek that I gave you now. Sometimes a person's chelek changes. There was a story with a very wealthy person who was extremely generous, extremely giving. And all of a sudden, there was an about face in his situation of life, and he became very poor. He went to Reb Chaim Soloveitcher, Reb Chaim Brisker, and Reb Chaim Brisker told him, you know why? He said, because you passed your test so well that Hashem says, I can't test you anymore in being rich, because you already passed it with flying colors. You did everything you had to. So one choice is that it's time to leave this world. The other choice is that Hashem could test you and give you a second challenge. And that's why he gave you what he gave you. That's the chelkai. So that's every person when he's born. And with what he's given, the malach comes before Hashem and says, this person, should he be tall? Should he be short? Should he be wise? Should he be foolish? Should he be wealthy? Should he be poor? Hashem says, this is what you have to make him. This is how you program him. And now he has to live his lot in life and fulfill his role in life. That is a constant nesayah, and that's what the Medrash says. There's no person that's not tested in life. Tested in life means that on the regular day-to-day situation that he's put in, that's his lot in life. Then you have a person who Hashem says, you know, he's fulfilling his role. And with what I gave him, he's overcoming those, call them small challenges. And Hashem says, you know what, now I can get him to the next level. Now I'm going to give him an external test. I'm going to throw him a different test, not within his regular mode of test that he has usually. And now Hashem says, let's see if you can get to even a higher level. A higher level means closer to Hashem. A higher level in his personal growth. A higher level in his midos. And Hashem says, I'm going to test this person. But Hashem will only test that type of person who's a tzaddik. That's what the measure is. Hashem tzaddik yivchani will only test someone who at that point is a tzaddik. Means that point Hashem will know he can't overcome his tests. But there's three mishalim the Medrash gives, three different reasons why Hashem will test a person. The first one was in order to make a person better, like the flax. Hashem says, this is a good person, and I can make even a better person. How? By beating him. Ain't that funny? You beat a person, so it'll come better. But that's the mushal, that's what you do with flax. You test a person as you put a person in a tough situation, and by that he will come out stronger. This is actually the case by Avraham Avinu. Let's read the pasuk here. Vayhi achar hadvarim ma'ele, was after these things. Volakim nisas Avraham. Says the Netziv. Do I need an introduction like that? Hashem is about to say to Avraham, Avraham, I want you to take your son, kach es bincha as yechidcha, your only one, the one that's the apple of your eye, asher ahavta, that you love, as Yitzchak, and lech lecha, and go al eretz hamoriah, go to this mountain and bring him up as a sacrifice to me. Bring him up as a carbon. Do I need an introduction here? And now Hashem is going to test Avram. Everybody reading what's going to happen sees this is a test. Right? Hashem doesn't do things for kicks. So obviously this is a test. Do you need an introduction? And Hashem tested Avram. Says the Netziv, it can't be understood simply Hashem tested Avram. Rather, Valakim Nisa es Avram, as the Medrash says. Let me read you the Medrash. Nosati l'reacha nais lihis noises. Hashem gives a nais, a staff, a flag, a pole, like a flagpole on a ship, to raise up that everybody could see. That's what a nais here also means, and that's what he says, what Elohim nisa Avram. Hashem doesn't mean Hashem came to test Avram. Hashem came to raise up Avram. Hashem came to elevate Avram. That's what nisa means. Hashem came to give a test to Avram, to elevate him. In which way was he elevated? Because he passed this test. So look at this nuance that is pointed out by the Magid of Koznitz. In Pasuk Beis we read, Kachna es bincha, es yichidcha, asher ahavta. Your son, your only son, asher ahavta, that you love. Bring him up as a korban. Look what happens at the end of the Akedah after Avram passes the test. Pasuk Yud Beis. Okay, Pasuk Yud Aleph first. Vayikra Elov Malach Hashem and Hashemayim Vayem Avram. Avram Vayemer Hineini. Here I am. Vayemer, and the Malach says, Al Tishlach Yodche Lanar. Don't lay a hand to the lad. Al Tas Lay Muma. Don't do anything to him. Ki Ata Yodati Now Enoki Reilikim Ata. That you are God fearing. Valecha Sachta. You didn't hold back. As Bincha As Yichidcha Mimeni. Your son, your only son from me. What's missing? Asher Ahavta. Es bincha, es yichidcha, asher ahavta. All of a sudden he didn't love him anymore. The pshat is that what was Avram going through at this point? He was going through a major nisayon, not from his regular nisayon of being wealthy, of being poor, as everybody has that. Here Hashem was giving him a specific test, an extra test. Hashem tzaddik yivchon. Because Avram was a tzaddik and Hashem knew he could elevate himself to a higher level. A higher level in what? In Yiras Hashem, I see your Yirah Lekimata, and also in Avas Hashem. He took this Ava that he had towards his son, and he channeled it to his Ava Vashem. Indeed, he loved his son. And the Medrash says that he went to the Akedah, you think he was going, that's it, I'm doing what Hashem said, you know, that doesn't care who it is, it's my son, doesn't matter. No, he went to the Akedah crying. He was crying because he loved his son like every father would love a son. And with that he says, but I love Hashem more. And with that, I'm going to channel my love that I have for my son and channel to Avram. So when he came out of the Akedah, I saw, it's not only more Asher Ahavta, because that was where he took that Ava that he had for his son and channeled it to Hashem. And now he came out with much more Avas Hashem than he did before. Person goes through a nisayin that's given to him, that's dealt out to him because he's a tzaddik. And Hashem says, he'll be put through this test and I know he could overcome it. I know he could withstand this nisayon, and with it, he will come out even a stronger person. And indeed, a person, does he want to give in to his temptation over here? Does he want to go through this nisayon? He really wants to give in. But he holds back and he says, you know what? I know it's not the right thing to do, and I'm not going to do it. With that, he has then built up his Avas Hashem. He has built up a greater connection, a greater relation between him and Hashem. He has now come out different than he was before. And that's Avram came out much different than he had before. Just to conclude, as the Netziv explains in the other two Mishalim of the Medrash, sometimes it's not always for the sole purpose of elevating a person. Sometimes the Nisayan that comes to a Tzaddik is like the Mashal of the Keli, the vessel that's banged against. When you bang against the furnace wall, then others hear it. And sometimes a person is given a Nisayan, not only for himself, but that others should hear. As Chovas Avovix explained, that was all the tests of Eov. All of the sufferings of Eov was that everybody should know about it, and everybody sees, look at this, Eov is tested, but look how he withstands this test. Look at that, he still loves Hashem, he still keeps to Hashem, although he had his moments of challenges. He had his moments where he was almost not going to pass the test, but in the end he stuck with it. And he had chizik from his friends, and he stuck with it. And that's for others to hear, and that's for others to see. Look at that, a person, he's given a terrible disease, he's given a terrible illness, and he still loves Hashem, and he still does what Hashem, and that test, he comes out, starts showing other people. And yet there's a third test.
How is that from the first, how is it,
Because you, when you bang a vessel against the furnace, it's for others to hear. And then there's a third test. One has two animals. He has two calves. Which one does he load up with the heavy packages, or which one does he put the yoke on? Nobody hears it. Maybe no one sees it. And this test is, we're told, the Netziv says, is that sometimes the generation itself needs extra schusim, needs extra merits. And to for the people themselves, they're not able to withstand. For the masses, they're not in a madrega. They're not at a capacity where they could withstand what Hashem has to give. So Hashem has to load up on one person, one individual. Sometimes that one individual is taken away. Sometimes that one individual is made to suffer in order to be meritorious for the rest of the generation. So indeed, that person, just like the, as the Netziv says in the Mashal of the Parah, the cow that worked harder and worked extra hours that day, he gets extra feed that day. The farmer pays him back. He gets rewarded handsomely with extra drink and extra food, maybe extra rest, and so too this tzaddik who get tested for the rest of the generation will also get rewarded in that way. But going through it, sometimes it could be for the person himself to be elevated, like Velikim Nisa Savram. Sometimes it could be for others to see the test, and sometimes it could be just as a yoke to carry for the rest of the generation. And one thing we know for sure, that if a person is being tested by Hashem, one thing is clear, says the Torah, says Chazal, you're a tzaddik. If a person feels he's being challenged in any what way, he knows he's a tzaddik. How does a person know he's a tzaddik or a rasha? He knows. If he's being challenged, he's a tzaddik. Because if he wasn't a tzaddik, he wouldn't be tested. And again, that doesn't mean the lifelong test of if a samech bechelka, if it's chelik in life, his lot in life, that everybody gets. But to be tested in an extra credit situation, like one of the 10 tests that Avram was going through, that is only if a person is tzaddik. That Hashem tzaddik yivchan. Hashem tzaddik yivchan in one of these three ways, or perhaps even more ways, that a person will be tested. There's one other point of the Nisayinus, but I think we'll hold it over here, these two points for this week. Thank you.